The Flin Flon Bombers will face the Melfort Mustangs in Games 1 and 2 of the SJHL Final this weekend at the Whitney Forum. Here's how the two teams stack up. The Bombers finished 11 points ahead of the Mustangs in the league standings, but the season series between the two teams ended in a dead heat. Out of the 6 games the two teams played, each team won 3 games, 2 at home and 1 on the road. The Bombers took Melfort to overtime in their home opener back in September, giving them a record of 3-2-1-0 in the season series. Through the playoffs, the Bombers have been dominant, sweeping both the Kindersley Clippers and Battleford's North Stars in quick succession, the first time the Bombers have ever done so in a playoff campaign. The Mustangs eliminated Estevan in 5 games in the opening round, but went the distance in their second-round series with Humboldt, a knockdown, drag-out war that went 7 games, 4 of which required overtime. Ryan Duguay scored the series' clinching goal in game 7 April 2016, giving Melfort a 5-4 win on home ice. The Mustangs will come into the series with just 2 rest days between their last game and game 1. The Bombers will have a whopping 10 days rest going in. Melfort's offense so far has run through their top-line unit of Aiden Hutchinson, Duguay and Clay Sliva. Out of the 48 goals the Mustangs have scored through their 12 games played, the top line has scored 21 of them, 28 if factoring in the contributions of top defender Chase Freak Moore, who recently committed to play next season for the Univ of Regina Cougars. Outside those top 4 skaters, no Mustang has scored more than 6 points this playoffs. Zach Summers, one of the Mustangs' most potent forwards, missed most of the team's second-round series against Humboldt, playing only in Game 1. The Bombers have seen their offense come from throughout the lineup, with 39 goals in just 8 games. Captain Justin Lies has a point in all of the Bombers' playoff games so far and has at least 1 goal in 7 of the 8. 3 Bombers, defender Noah Hoole and forwards Carter Anderson and Jacob Vockler, have points in 7 of 8 games, while Alexi Silvestre has points in all 6 games he's played so far, missing time to serve a suspension between the team's 2 series. The Bombers have not given up more than 3 goals in a game yet in their playoff run, only giving up 3 in Game 1 against Battleford's. The other 7 games have seen Flin Flon either give up no goals, 1 goal or 2. A big part of that has been the play of SJHL Goalie of the Year Harmon Laser Hume, who leads almost every stat category for SJHL goalies. Laser Hume leads in goals against average, 1.38, save percentage, 0.955, shutouts, 2, and wins, 8, tied with Melfort's James Venn. While also giving up the fewest goals of any SJHL starter, just 11, fewer even than any number 1 goalie eliminated in round 1. Venn cannot be overlooked for the Mustangs though. The Saskatoon native was in goal for each of the Mustangs' 3 wins against the Bombers this year, giving up just 2 goals to Flin Flon in those 3 games and earning a shutout. Venn currently has a 2.62 goals against average and a 0.917 save percentage while playing every minute of the Mustangs' postseason so far. Special teams may prove to play a big role. Through their 12 games, the Mustangs' penalty kill is working at 76.9%, 2.5 percentage points lower than the Bombers and more than 6 points below their regular season rate. The Bombers' penalty kill, which led the league in the regular season at a 87.7% clip, has also taken a hit, sitting now at 79.4%. The Mustangs have given up a league-high 12 power play goals this playoffs, while the Bombers have given up just 7. On the power play though, the Bombers have been lethal, scoring over 30% of the time. Melfort's power play is working at 21.2%. While the Bombers' PP has scored more often in playoffs on average, the Mustangs' PP has dropped off slightly. That could be costly for Melfort, who have taken more minutes of penalties than any other team in the SJHL playoffs. However, on average the Bombers have taken more penalty minutes per game than the Mustangs have, just under 22 minutes per game for Flin Flon, compared to just over 20 per game for Melfort. Both teams have 9 2003-born players on roster, meaning each will need to keep one in the press box for every game. That final 2003 Bourne player spot has rotated between Logan Cox, Ty Evans and Hayden Prasovsky, who have each played time for Melfort, while Flynn Flon has rotated Matt Egan and Tyson Smith. Egan has 3 points, all goals, in 4 games, while Smith has 4 points, including 3 assists, in his 4 games. 6 of the Mustangs' 9 2003 Bourne players are forwards and 3 are defenders, compared to the Bombers' 5 forwards, 3 defenders and 1 goalie. Fatigue might prove a factor for Melfort, but travel will not be an issue for either team. The two teams' arenas are located just over 400 kilometers away from each other, making this the geographically closest final series the Bombers have played since the last time the two teams faced off in 2016. By contrast, Flin Flon's other opponents in recent finals, Battleford's and Estevan, are 600 and 800 kilometers away, respectively. Game 1 goes at the Whitney Forum April 19, while Game 2 will be played April 20-31 years to the day of the Bombers' last championship, won back in 1993. Games 3 and 4 will shift back to Melfort, playing April 24 and 25. Game 5, if needed, would be played at the Whitney Forum April 27, with Game 6, if needed, taking place April 30. If both teams are tied after 6 games, Game 7 would be played at the Whitney Forum May 3. The winner of the series will both hoist the Conterra Seeds Cup as SJHL champion and will represent the league at the incoming Centennial Cup in Oakville, Ont, starting May 9. For more key numbers, see the table below. Tail of the tape. Flin Flon Bombers. Team. Melfort Mustangs 4-4-9-2-1 Regular season record 3-8-1-4-3-1 3-2-1-0 Head-to-head record 3-3-0-0 Sherwood Division Sherwood First in Sherwood Division finish. Second in Sherwood. Loss in final, to Bat. Last season result. Loss in semifinals, Bat. Beat Kindersley in 4 games. Last series result. Beat Humboldt in 7 games. Justin Lies. 5-5-4-1-3-5-7-6. Leading scorers. Regular season. Aiden Hutchinson, 4-7-3-3-4-5-7-8. Jacob Vockler, 5-3-2-2-5-1-7-3-2. Clay Sliva, 5-2-2-5-3-4-5-9. Alexi Silvestra, 5-6-3-2-4-0-7-2-3. Chase Freak Moore, 5-2-1-4-4-2-5-6. Noah Hool, 5-2-1-2-5-6-6-8. 4. Ryan Duguay, 3-4-2-6-2-6-5-2. Carter Anderson, 4-0-3-6-2-6-6-2. 5. Logan Belton, 5-0-2-1-2-6-4-7. Lies, the 8th to the 9th of May 14. Leading scorers, playoffs. Hutchinson, the 12th to the 10th of December 22. Anderson, the 8th to the 4th of August 12. 2. Duguay, the 12th to the 9th of August 17. Silvestra. The 6th to the 4th of July 11. 3. Freak Moore. The 12th to the 7th of August 15. Poole. The 8th to the 1st of October 11. 4. Sliva. The 12th to the 2nd of November 13. Vockler. The 8th to the 3rd of July 10. 5. Nolan Roberts. 1-2-2-4-6. Harmon Laser Hume, 38 GP, 0.28611, 2.20 GAA, 0.939 SV percent regular season, 8 GP, 800, 1.38 GAA, 0.955 SV percent playoffs. Starting goalie, James Venn, 47 GP, 311030, 2.62 GAA, 0.912% regular season, 12 GP, 822, 2.62 GAA, 0.917 SV percent playoffs. Mike Reagan, head coach, Trevor Blevins, 4.36 goals per game, 3.9, 2.3 goals against per game, 2.82, 4.88 goals per game, playoffs, 3.5, 1.38 goals against per game, playoffs, 1.75, 2, Poole, Silvestra, NCAA Division I committed players, 1, Zach Summers, 9, Anthony Bax, Matt Egan, Poole, Laser Hume Lies, Adam McNutt, Riley Niven, Tyson Smith, Vockler, 2003 born players, 9, Logan Cox, Duguay, Ty Evans, Freed Moore, Nolan Henderson, Hutchinson, Leith Olofsson, Hayden Prasovsky, Sliva, 4, Anderson, Lies, McNutt, Niven. Major junior players, 1, Freed Moore, 2nd, CJHL top 20 ranking, year end, 11th.